Let's get you caught up to date on some of the injuries. Mike Brewster suffered a fractured left ankle. He'll miss the last two games. I know just in conversations as far as with surgery, obviously, we're getting that set up. Geno Hayes, still situations was last week going day to day. You'll probably see him miss some days this week. I know he came out of it pretty good, but you saw him on the field a couple times go down, but we'll have to take special care of him, but we're anticipating he should be okay by Sunday. Russell Allen suffered a concussion, and he'll follow the NFL protocol on that. Cecil Shorts, his groin's not improving. We just checked it out again, just asked him, visited with him. It's not improving, so Dave and I will sit down and discuss that with Cecil probably later on today or tomorrow where he's at. Roy, Roy Miller, he's got a situation with his shoulder. We took him all out last week, playing him on Sunday, and that's the plan again this week, but he is one tough son of a gun, man, what he's got going on and to fight through it. And his biggest concern is he can play through it, but he does not want to hurt the team. And we felt like he played pretty good yesterday, even considering with his shoulder. So appreciate him. Mojo improved with rehab, so we'll wait and see where he's at on Wednesday as far as where he's at. Will Rackley continue to see where he's at. I know he's getting evaluated again today. We'll see where he's at on Wednesday. And then Jonathan Cyprian has improved, but he's still day-to-day. Last night, I just met with the offense and defense and special teams. I think, starting off defensively, I thought that we kind of got hit with a storm right away, with the sudden change opportunity, then the backed up punt, both drives started on their side of the 50. And I thought our defense did pretty good under those challenges. Really, the whole first quarter, 3 points out of those situations. But the second quarter, we really, we didn't do very well. What was it? We gave up 17 of the 27 points, 102 out of the 198 yards rushing came in the second quarter. 9 of our 14 missed tackles came in the second quarter. 4 of our 10 explosive plays came in the second quarter. So a lot of stats like that showed up that we did not play very well in the second quarter. Now, coming out of it at halftime, third quarter, tightened some things up. Better with our techniques, better tackling. Third and fourth quarter combined 58 yards rushing, 70 yards passing, and 7 points. So it was that second quarter that we really looked at, and we just didn't play very well there. Started off good, second quarter, I think it was the missed tackles and the techniques. Some of the things that we're accustomed to seeing as far as alignment and assignment, we didn't see in the second quarter. So that's what we tightened up in the second half and got back. I do, we challenged our team. I think I talked to all of you before about, can this team take a punch? That's what we need to find out. And I think there are illustrations of that, just like that with the defense. Second quarter, not very good. We took a punch, bounced back, 7 points, slowed, took care of the run better. I think those are all good signs. Offensively, what I talked to him about was this. I thought that we've had adversity to just take a look at since the bye week. We've had adverse situations, whether it was first and 10 and then makes it second and 13, but we always had the chance to make up for it. We always had a chance to make a play, and we did that, even if it was third down, to say, all right, we made a mistake. Let's go out there and get this taken care of. And somehow we got converted second and 12 to a first down or a third and long to a first down. Yesterday, at times, we did not, because these plays occurred on a third down. The drop pass on a third and 9. And it was like, okay, here's some adversity. Let's make up for this. It's done. The series is over. The fumble into the end zone. Let's make up for this. It's over. Change of possession. The interception on the 1 yard line. That's what the frustrating part was. We made mistakes in the past, but we've had a chance to at least come back and capture the next play. And this opportunity, we did not. And that's where some of the frustration occurred, where we had 3 opportunities that close in the red zone, and we didn't capture them. But, you're looking at some other things. I think we definitely gained confidence as the game went on. I know a guy like Jordan Todman improved as the game went on. Kerry Taylor dropped pass, critical third down, and came back and had 4 really good receptions, big plays for us. So, again, all right, we bounced back. and guys started to get more comfortable, more confidence as the game went on. There are some notable stats. You know, we had the most rushing yards all season, second most total yards all season on offense, best third down percentage, explosive plays, you know, up there. So a lot of notable stats, but it just we didn't capture some of those opportunities in the red zone. Special teams thought it was a wash. Thought they played well. We did some solid things. Nothing that would, you know, send the pendulum our way. Just, some things we need to work on there too. But, that's where we're at as a team. That's pretty much what we talked about in the team meeting.
Gus Cecil, this is on him. Is it probably not likely he'll play again this year?
It's, with our conversation, I think we have more concern with the injury now, and that's what Dave and I and Cecil will talk about.
Is he the kind of guy where you're going to have to make that decision for him?
Well, Cecil will, I think, when he talks to us as coaches and really what he's feeling, I think we're starting to figure out. He's such a strong competitor. He wants to play and he wants to do it, but I think the longer we're around him, you can sense maybe when it's really bothering him. And I think he's at that point right now.
Because he's established he needs surgery, does that make more sense to get a head start on that? Does that come into the
thing? That will be our conversations, just exactly where he's at.
Did the film show that Mike Brown was held?
There's my conversations where, they can have contact within 5 yards. So, we'll send it in and have them take a look at it. And through it all, we'll get a better clarification on making sure we're on the same page of what you can and can't do. But, there's a lot of plays where you see that type. This one is just more evident because it's at the point of attack in a critical situation. So we'll get their clarification after we send it in.
What led to the offense having such a good day running the ball?
What's that?
What led to the offense?
You know what?
Running the ball.
I'll tell you what. Mercedes Lewis. Mercedes Lewis has really been playing well at the point of attack. And we saw it again yesterday, and then we went back and said, you know what? Really, we've improved the run game the last 5 weeks or so, and a lot of it is because of him at the point of attack. So the offensive line's playing better, but, he's been a key. He's been a key to that.
Gus, when you look at the fumble by Denard, obviously he's trying to make a play.
Right.
How do you balance, not wanting to kill the effort
right.
of it with needing to be smart?
Well, I think, we challenged that all during OTAs, mini camp, training camp. We talked to him, and, I went right over to him right afterwards. And just like Dwayne Grotz in Cleveland, where they caught the long pass, I went up to him, and I said, we expect more. We expect more in that situation from you. That doesn't mean that I don't feel for him in that situation, but I want him to understand that we have a high standard. And what happened in that, what took place there, is unacceptable. You have to take care of the ball. And whether you're switching it hands or trying to get both arms on it, it doesn't matter at that critical time. We have to make good decisions. But now learn from it. Now learn from it. We can talk it. We can illustrate it in film. We can talk and yell it in offense. But once it happens, we just hope that he learns from that and understands the importance. And he will. He will. That one play, I told him, it's a critical play, but I'm not going on record to say that's the reason why we didn't come out with a victory. There's other things that we need to take care of, but those plays are, they show up.
Is Mercedes, could he be involved a little bit more in the passing game? Especially with Cecil's uncertainty.
Yeah. We're trying. You saw it in the big play right away, the second play of the game, I believe it was. And then we tried it again. He made the play, got contact right at the point. A couple stick routes. So we're trying to incorporate him. Sometimes the progression doesn't take it that way. But, yeah, he's, overall his game, especially in the run game, and then, the passes, he's made some big plays for us. So I would look to continue to see him, targeted some.
On that throw to Lewis early in the game when you fake throw.
Yeah.
Was the two fakes totally?
Yes.
Called for? And then when you ran it again, same thing later?
Yeah.
Did they just not bite the second time around?
No, he was open. We got a complete, he had it right in his hands and he was bringing it in and then it was bang, bang.
So did you count that as a drop on him?
I'll have to check and see. The contact was right when he had it in his hands and was bringing it in, and that's when the contact was made. So.
What are you looking to do roster-wise for the offensive line situation?
Well, that's right. We've had a little conversation about that. We would like to elevate from the practice squad, if at all possible. So we'll take a look at first our practice squad and then look elsewhere. But if at all possible, we'd like to elevate from there.
Henny kind of indicated why he saw him being held, so he threw the ball, figuring a little bit of a regular penalty. But since you never can tell what the officials are going to call, is that not a good move to throw that ball?
I'll tell you what, Vito. There's times during the season where we take shots, just send them vertical down the sideline. And there's going to be contact. And we're trying to be bold, and we've told Chad, hey, in those situations, throw it up there. And, you know, try to make sure that it's uncatchable by the defender, but give the offensive guy a chance, and that's okay. There could be a chance where he's holding on some of this. You don't know unless you try. So that mindset has been talked to him, and he carried it over to the red zone. And so in his mind, he saw him being held and said, I'm going to give him a chance to make a play. And, you know, that's why he was bold. I'm not going to come back at him and say, why did you do that after we've been trying to promote it?
On that series, first and goal on the one, looking at that play call a day later.
Yes. I felt good about it. I think there was some execution of the play that could have been better. For whatever reason, Uche got off the ball late. You know, for whatever reason, the count or whatever. And if we run it and perfectly execute, he's got a chance to get around there and get a better block. Will T, he came up, tried to cut him. If he had it over again, he would have stayed high. You know, there's things like that. But there is if we execute it right, it's a good play. So I feel good about that. I feel good about it.
So it wasn't the call, it was execution.
Well, yeah, we just didn't execute it like we'd like. It's true.
Are there players in these last two games that you will try to do some things with just looking ahead to next year?
Well, I think that they have to warrant that. You know, sometimes it happens just like last game, you know, through injury. You get a chance, and if Cecil can't go and Kerry Taylor's up, well, then let's not miss it to take a look at him as well. And, you know, so we have that across the board, but that could happen the second game. You know, someone gets hurt. You know, you get a chance to evaluate them when they get their chance. So I think if it happens, it happens. But I don't, you know, for my case, I'm not in the mindset of let's sit these guys and take a look at that. That's, you know, we're going to play the guys that give us the best chance to continue, you know, to improve.
What about guys in different roles? I mean, even though it's very subtle, let's find out if he can.
Well, you know, like I'll give you an example. Russell Allen and John Latulé. John Latulé's gotten more reps, but that's how we are. We want competition. We want to keep pushing guys. We feel like that's needed if a guy is warranted to gain those reps. We're not going to put somebody in there that doesn't deserve it. But if he shows up in practice and is competing and it's warranted, then we're going to give him opportunities just like Winston Guy. And I would say that same mindset will continue the next two games.
What has Ryan Davis shown you yesterday?
You know what? We take a look at factor plays. How much impact do they have on a play and the number of plays that they're in? So if he was in 20 plays and he had 10 factors, every two plays he has an impact on the game. That'd be, you know, kind of an example of a factor. When he's in there, the number of plays he's in, his factor grade is pretty high, the impact he has on that play. So it could be third down. We know that he has some strengths and we know he has some weaknesses, and right now we're trying to constantly put him in those strengths, and it's helping us because he's having more of an impact.
What was your biggest issues with the defense yesterday?
You know, that second quarter, I just felt like our tackling. You know, we talk about a tackling plan, and I think that yards after contact was an issue that second quarter. And, you know, that's, I think, as far as looking back at it, that was some of the issues. The other thing was, you know, the exact techniques that we're looking for. You know, whether it was the strong safety supposed to be on the line of scrimmage, he was 5 yards off the line of scrimmage. They run a cutback play. Instead of hitting it at line of scrimmage, we're hitting it after 3 yards. Those things were taking place in that second quarter. That's when we went back to tightening down the strong safety, tightening down the guys, really setting the edges better, and then we got back on schedule. But I will say this, you know, we've talked about, hey, we're better against the run the last 5 weeks since the bye week. Well, the truth is, 2 weeks ago against Houston, they had 80-some yards rushing. But the yards per carry was creeping up there again. it was creeping up there again to what, close to 5 or whatever it was, 4.8. That's what we have to look at. So, yes, you held them under 100 yards, but their yards per carry was pretty high. That's the things I look at and say, that's good. All of you think we're under 100 yards. But the truth of the matter is that's starting to get up there again, and yesterday it started to creep up there again. That's what we got to knock down. We've got to knock down that yards per carry.
With Roy Miller, how much consideration did you give in October of saying, hey, the shoulder's not working? Did this say, hey, you're going on IR?
Well, we talked about him, and I think Roy's biggest concern in playing is that, is he setting the defense? Is he hurting the defense? Is he hurting the defense? Well, when I watched it yesterday, I don't see it. I see him playing pretty well. Now, if it's something, what we have to look at with Roy is, can he play through this? Is it something that this is how it is from week to week, the next 2 weeks, and this is what's going to take place? Or is it something that, you know, is this going to hurt him long range, you know, or other things? Is it going to affect him in other ways? That's what we need to get them. And at this point right now, if he can play through it and play at the level he is, then we're just going to rest him and continue.
Do you expect Maurice to practice Thursday, Friday?
Well, I have not talked to him yet. I know that they said he's making progress. You know, I'll talk to him later today. Our plan is, I think, that Wednesday we'll reevaluate him then.
Can you talk a little bit about Sedaric? I mean, it's like every single game he seems to make 1, 2, or 3 impactful plays.
Yeah. It's just like what we were talking about with Ryan Davis. That factor grade for him is showing up. And pressure on the quarterback, whether it's a hit affecting him, he is. We're really pleased with him. It's week in and week out, and what he comes and brings to the meeting. But his play has been very, very consistent throughout. We always know what we can count on from Sedaric.
Has he been your most consistent offensive player this year?
You know what? I haven't. Yeah, I haven't thought about it in those terms, but I would rank him up there with the Puzzes and those guys.
Yep. How kind of running was it all tackles? Or was tackles? Was
well, that second quarter.
Good scheming, too. I thought they ran very well out of the shotgun.
Yeah, there were some things that we haven't seen. They weren't much of a gap scheme team in the prior games that we looked at. They incorporated more gap scheme in this game. So that was a little bit of adjustment for us. Just like I talked to you about with our offense. When you do that, now it puts a little bit more strain on the defense. Well, they did that to us. But once we settled down, then we played it much better. We played a little bit more cover two. I thought initially because of the speed at receivers they had that maybe we got hurt on the run. Some of it came out of cover two. But they got some yards, but we were in an 8-man front and they got yards. And that's where, you know, that was, again, just fine. But we can get it corrected. We get guys aligned properly. But some good things showed up. I think our linebackers have a better feel for things with a different scheme. And they definitely learned, because you saw it in the second half. We changed their technique in the second half, and it was much better.
How did you change it?
Just as far as how they approach, how they attack the line of scrimmage.
Pursuit.
Yeah, and how they pursue it and things like that. Yep.
Maurice said he was on Friday 50-50. Was it that close for him to play on Sunday?
It was not that much of a consideration for me. I was leaning towards, there's a chance, and then Saturday it was like, boy, it's highly doubtful. Highly doubtful.
Isn't this a risk if you play him these last 2 games and he rips up seriously and spends half the offseason rehabbing him?
Well, I think that's with anybody. You know, that's the conversations like we're having with Roy. You know, Vito, we don't want that with anybody. So that's why we got to make sure. I think, you know, we've been really, as far as the return to play has been good for us this year, but we just got to finish that with that thought and make sure that guys are out there, they're healthy and can't do any more damage.
Is Tyson playing well over there?
He did play well. He did. Some splash plays for us.
He has.
Yesterday he really showed up, though. A couple chase tackle plays. You know, runs away from defeating the block and going. It feels like the last couple games he's gaining more confidence in it.
Do you think when you get this defense where you want to be, you play less cover two and more single?
You know, there's a time and a place for cover two. There really is. You know, if you look at our stats, we've been playing cover two pretty well, even against the run. So I think when I came here, I saw the need that you have to have some sort of split safety just as a changeup. We saw some combination routes where they thought we were going to be in single safety and we were in cover two. You know, so just that change up, just like when we play over front and then we have some base over front, some 3-4 principles, it starts to shrink down a little bit, and it's beneficial.